AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The Texas police officer seen in a viral video taking down a bikini-wearing teenager and pointing his gun at other black teens has resigned. McKinney Police Chief Greg Conley says Officer Eric Casebolt's actions outside a pool party were indefensible.
He came into the call out of control, and as the video shows, was out of control during the incident.
He says Casebolt resigned of his own volition while under investigation. A federal judge has set the conditions for Dennis Hastert's pretrial release after the former House Speaker pleaded not guilty in a hush money case. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says one way or the other, the public might wind up finding out more about why Hastert was allegedly paying someone hush money.
If he decides to resolve his case by the way of a negotiated police settlement, then they'll have to provide what's called a factual proffer or a factual basis to the court upon which they're relying. So some of the information might come out then.
Hastert's defense attorney says the former House Speaker has already surrendered his passport. President Obama is talking about his health care overhaul, saying he doesn't understand why anyone would want to get rid of something that's working so well.
It seems so cynical to want to take coverage away from millions of people, to take care away from the people who need it the most, to punish millions with higher costs of care, and unravel what's now been woven into the fabric of America.
He spoke to the Catholic Hospital Association conference. Legislation that would cut Amtrak's budget by $242 million is on its way through the House. However, there is new money in the plan for video cameras inside locomotive cabs to record train engineers and help investigators get to the bottom of crashes such as last month's deadly derailment in Philadelphia. This is AP Radio News. New Hampshire's highest court has ruled in the case of a ban of self-styled Robin Hoods who feed parking meters.
The meter feeders trail meter readers and feed parking meters before the meter readers can write tickets. But some city workers in Keene, New Hampshire say they've been bumped and sworn at. Now the New Hampshire Supreme Court has ruled that the meter feeding is protected under the First Amendment. But it says the city has the right to pursue an injunction. In other words, go to court to try to stop the meter feeders if it affects the safety of the public. I'm Rita Foley.
The compensation fund for victims of a fiery oil train derailment that claimed 47 lives in a small town in Quebec has grown to $345 million. That now includes a contribution from the company that owned the shipment, World Fuel Services. Canadian Pacific Railroad so far has not contributed. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.